I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So as mentioned, the base is loaded for the first time this year. Fernando at the dish. And the first pitch to Tatis is launched to deep left field. Slam Diego has come to Arizona. And Tatis, a no-doubter, way up on the berm in left. And the Padres have themselves a five-run second inning against the Diamondbacks.
He's not the best color analyst in the business for nothing, folks.
That's a line from Major League.
It is. I want to hear, like 40 times this year.
I loved it, man.
That's what I want to hear, 40 times this year.
It's very rare to have a signature call in like your third game.
And
Tony Gwynn Jr.'s already done it.
Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony's going to join us. But as he knows, because, you know, he operates under the same clock as we do in the afternoons, first we check traffic
on
97.3 The Fan. Good point there by Kelly. Keep an eye out for that rain supposed to be coming later today. Hopefully not in Arizona, though. It's Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us. Any weather concerns out in Peoria, Tony?
I think there is rain in the forecast, but, you know, they're not very good at getting that right out here. A lot of times they say it's going to rain, and it's hot as hell the next day. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
I don't want to see any rainouts or hear any rainouts. I want to see some action today. We listened to you guys earlier in the week. So how's it been so far, TG? Just getting used to it. I know you've done it plenty of times, but now it's kind of real. It's different when you're filling in somewhere than when it's actually your gig. So how's it going?
It's going well. I got to tell you, the first couple games even though I've done it with Jesse many times over the last 3 years. And there's like a fill-out process. But yesterday, we both kind of agreed that we felt better about our calls yesterday. So hopefully we keep working on this chemistry. And if games are going to be like they were yesterday, I mean, there'll be a lot of fun listens, I think.
You should have heard some of our first shows at our other radio station, Ben and I together. I mean, it's cringe. It's cringy to think about. But no, man, you guys sound great.
Yeah.
And I just said it going into the break. It's weird that you already have kind of a signature. Now you know you have to wear this now. Like, this is this is your thing 3 days in.
You
now
know
your
what?
Bit is,
if that ends up being my bit, it'll come naturally because that wasn't something I thought of. That's my behavior when I was playing. You'd be in the dugout and Prince would hit a ball and you'd be like, and you know, it just kind of came out that way.
Limit's great.
Jesse didn't mind that I stepped all over his call.
It was perfect, actually. Now, let me ask you, Tony, because that call ended up, I was like ESPN.com, like front page, I play it, and there it is. There's Jesse and Tony.
Adam's so mad right now.
Right there. Was that a reaction to what you saw or what you heard? Because the sound that ball made coming off the bat was unbelievable.
Both. I mean, it was the second one, though, because the first at bat, he hit a missile to left field, and his sound was very similar. And because of the flight of the ball, you know, obviously, you know, it has no chance of going over the fence. It was just hit. I'm sure it was over 105 miles per hour off the bat. And then the second one sounded like it got shot out of a cannon. And so it was probably a little bit of both. It was what I saw and what I heard. I mean, the acoustics in that stadium are perfect for Fernando Tatis Jr.
Well, and you know, very few guys in Big League Baseball hit the ball as hard as he does. Another guy that's been making some pretty good contact early, Ha-Seong Kim, and you're seeing them moving him around the diamond. Like, it's second, short, I think third today. What have you seen from the Korean superstar that A.J. Preller went out and got?
Jace talked about it yesterday in his presser. Every ball he's hit has been had made a loud noise. Like, he's barreling up everything, and he's only got the one hit to show for it. But that's not indicative of how his swing has looked early in camp. And defensively, he's looked pretty solid. I mean, he hasn't had to make any spectacular plays, but he turned a nice double play from second. He looked good at short the following day. So I think as of right now, you got to walk away feeling pretty good about what you're seeing from Ha-Seong Kim.
Tony, a guy I wanted to ask you about who actually he talked yesterday with the media is Jerickson Profar, and he's going to start out in center field today. Obviously, he moves around the diamond a lot. Everyone just seems to love Jerickson and his attitude, and I kind of thought of you because obviously in your career, you know, you had to move around a bit and you know, play the utility role a bunch. And how hard is that, and how well do you see Jerickson Profar being able to embrace that with the Padres over this last year?
I think it's a mindset, and once you've accepted your role as being such, it becomes a lot easier. And it seemed like Jerickson last year, although he got off to a rough start, really stayed with it and embraced his role. And in his case, you know, the injuries to Tommy Pham allowed for him to get more at bat. So coming back into a place, as he mentioned yesterday, that he's comfortable, having teammates that he enjoys being around, all of that plays into it. So it's easier for you to step into that role and really embrace it. And Padres are going to need a guy like Jerickson to move around and play multiple positions and be as good as he was last year offensively.
Wait, Jerickson Profar enjoys being around Fernando Tatis Jr.? I couldn't tell.
Just a little bit.
Really?
Just
couldn't,
a little bit.
That doesn't show on the field at all, Tony. Not at all.
Yeah, no, those two got to lead the league in most smiles and laughs per game.
SPG. I mean,
those guys are always enjoying themselves. And that's what draws people to want to watch a guy like Fernando Tatis Jr.
That's a hidden metric, the SPG.
SPG.
Yeah, analytics doesn't really they haven't caught up to that one yet.
Well, the Dodgers are zero. They're not allowed to smile during games. It's
Max Muncy actually has a negative SPG.
He has a negative SPG.
It's weird.
Yeah, A.J. Pollock, Chris Taylor has never seen a career negative 14 SPG on that Dodger team. I mean, look, you know, Tony, you played for both teams, right? And you know, I know that it's funny because there's Dodger fans out there. Look, there's no doubt. I watched the highlight yesterday of Dustin May. They did that pitching ninja, the overlay of Dustin May. And you see it in it. You go, it takes your breath away. Like, it's dirty. And you see it and you're like, okay, that's like their four. Maybe even a bullpen guy. So, yeah, man, obviously you got their work cut out for us. But, I mean, yesterday in the Dodgers broadcast, they're talking about the Padres. So, like, it's starting to build. Certainly the Twitter people are going at it left and right. It's hard to keep up with, but you know, you played for both teams. It is different now, right? It's different now. It's going to be way, way different. This will be a true rivalry, don't you think?
Yes, yes. But I mean, it's definitely going to be a competitive matchup. I mean, the word rivalry indicates that both this is an even series.
Right.
So if we're starting from 2021, we can actually go back to 2020. Okay, you got to start a budding rivalry.
Yep.
And for sure, as of course, the Dodgers, they are the Dodgers for a reason. They are a very talented team, a very deep team. And you've seen the Padres kind of mold their team as such, right? They have a very deep ball club, not just in the pitching area, but positionally. They have guys that are interchangeable, much like the Dodgers. So they are starting to see a mirror image of themselves, and that's why I think the Padres have their attention. I mean, Chris Taylor last year said it after like the first matchup, like, this team is going to be tough to deal with. And I talk to Jerry Harrison often, who does the games for the Dodgers on the other side. And he's called me on many occasions to let me know, okay, I see you guys. You guys, they know that the Padres are coming. And, I mean, Andrew Friedman basically said as much as when he signed Bauer.
Yep.
Is that, you know, we were paying attention to what the Padres do. We knew we had to match it. So it's going to be a fun rivalry starting, you know, especially this season.
Talking to Padres radio broadcaster Tony Gwynn Jr., also host of Gwynn and Chris, afternoons 3 to 7 here on 97.3 The Fan. Today, looking forward to seeing Blake Snell in action. He's going to join us tomorrow morning, Tony, at 7 o'clock. We talked to Mackenzie Gore today. He'll go tomorrow. I know you're looking forward to that as well. But which pitchers that you've already seen? I know Chris Paddock threw a couple of good innings. Any other names, any other arms that have kind of popped out to you so far this spring training? And I get the first appearance is not always the most important one of the spring for these guys.
No, Ryan Weathers was impressive yesterday. The ball was exploding out of his hand. Now, I mean, command-wise, he might have been a little bit off when he missed. He wasn't missing by much. But I liked what I saw from him. It's funny to have your first big league spring training start but have already been in a playoff game. That's a rare feat. Not a lot of guys can had that on their resume. But he looked good yesterday. You actually saw some good innings out of Diaz yesterday. Remember the Rule 5 pick we had a few years ago that has had some knee issues. He pitched well, but early on, I mean, I think it really starts today, right? You get a chance to see Blake Snell, one of the big acquisitions that over the offseason, and then obviously, Mackenzie Gore pitches the day after, and there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on that, right? Because last year, I think it was expected that we were going to see Mackenzie Gore, and for whatever reason, we saw three other guys get to that position before we got to see him. So I think there's going to be a lot of eyes and looking to see what Mackenzie Gore looks like in his start on Thursday.
You know, it's kind of foolish to speculate on March 3rd, you know, hey, what's the opening day roster going to look like? Obviously, injuries and things like that come into play. You got your guys, you know, are going to make the squad. But every year, it seems, at least the last couple, Tony, since I've been covering the team with Ben, there's always a surprise. You know, there's like a guy that kind of fights his way on the roster. The Padres have rewarded guys like that the last couple of years. And as you look around camp, look, there's only 26 spots. And we kind of tried to work it out on the air yesterday. We're like, somebody's going to be left out in the cold, or at least, you know, I mean, is it going to be Mateo? Is it going to be Kim? I mean, I even saw that yesterday.
He's got a no minor league, like, clause in his contract, I think, which could complicate things as well.
I don't know about that. I know they signed him for quite a bit of money.
Yes.
Not a lot of times do guys go to the minor leagues making that kind of money. Now, listen, it's early in spring. They still have to see what they have in Kim. So this is not one of the years that I think that you're going to see a surprise in terms of somebody making the club. There may be some surprises of guys who don't make the club. I mean, you look at that bullpen, it's pretty loaded. Now, waiting to see what the deal is with Jose Castillo, who wasn't able to finish through his session yesterday. We'll have to find out. But there's going to be some guys left off either, you know, having to be let go or having to go to AAA to start the season, because that's how deep this team is this year.
All right, Woodsy, we're going to test Tony Gwynn Jr.'s broadcaster prep.
Oh, he loves this.
Right now. And Tony, don't get nervous, but Woods and I have already failed this earlier today. Starting at second base today for the Padres, number 86. His last name is Castillo. Who is he?
Yvonne Castillo.
Yeah!
Well done.
Oh, you're not sneaking the cheese. He's going to hit that out.
Let's try, rookie.
Yeah, we were going through the lineup today, and we both hit
Tony,
Castillo, number 86,
Ben.
And we go,
Ben was reading the lineup, and you could hear it. He didn't say anything, but you could hear when he got there. He goes,
"It's not Jose. They're not going to put a reliever out at second base, I don't think."
He said, 86, Castillo.
Listen, I mean, that is part of spring training, right? I mean, there's going to be some guys that you're just not familiar with. And that's even for Jesse and I, that, you know, especially with us not having the access that we were used to having, we got to wing it sometimes. So, enunciations of names, and, you know, it's just a whole lot going into being here every day. Now, when I used to fill in, I could get away with not, you know, being able to say somebody's name. I can no longer get away with that. So me and Jesse have like about a 5-minute period before we get on the air, and I'm asking them names. All right, is it such and such?
All right. How do I say it again? I know. Insane.
I promise you, every roster we have that's a new team, I go through, I try to find the hardest one, say, all right, Jesse, I'm going to need help with this guy here. What do you got? And then, you know, I practice, and then, because I'm usually one that has to do the lineups for the game during the day.
I would pre-record them. I would just pre-record them.
Don't worry. I already asked. They said I couldn't do it. So
it was the most nerve-wracking experience of my life, being in that booth. I never want to do it again. I would be the 95th person they would call to go to. I hated it. I hated every second I was in there.
Of course, I loved it.
Ben loved it. I hated it. Oh, it was so hard.
It takes some getting used to.
Now, has Jesse had to take a bathroom break or anything, or skip a half inning where you just have to take over everything?
Hey, there was a moment yesterday. Now, if he's going to take a bathroom break, I prefer it be early, right? Before the subs come.
Right. Yes.
But there was a moment yesterday where he had to use the bathroom. And I was praying, like, man, do not get up right now. Just stay here, finish this inning. And he stayed and finished the inning, and then he went and got his bathroom, and he came back, and he had good timing on it. But it's going to happen at some point.
Well, listen, it's his job to kind of shepherd you along. You know, like, that's what he does. I've been doing it with Ben for 3 years.
He's such a pro. He is so ridiculous. Totally.
Man, this guy's got notes on notes, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, I feel very inferior. I'm the only person left at the station without two jobs. So I need to get my S together here. And
get the seals anybody, back. So you
yeah,
can
the
do
seals
some PA
aren't playing
again,
for another year or something. So, you know, if anybody needs me to do anything, I'm available so that I can fit in here in the culture of 97.3 The Fan with everyone doing multiple jobs, even Paul and Ben, everybody. So, man, you're doing great, man. Keep up the good work. Thanks for your time this morning, Tony. We really appreciate it. Know you're very busy with, you know, pronunciations and lineups and all that, and it's really something, man. So congrats on the gig. Keep up the good work, and we will see you when you're back here.
All right, guys. All right, my friend.
Tony Gwynn Jr. Sounds good, too.
He does, man.
Joining us from his, whatever, his little rental that he's got for the month, staying there. He's not at the hotel that they put us up at last year, I'm pretty sure.
A doo-doo motel?
The doo-doo hotel.
That was a little closer to the complex.
Hotel doo-doo. Checking in.
I called a motel. That was not.
Yeah, welcome to the doo-doo motel. Steve Woods checking in.
It's in the same parking lot as a...
Yeah, so you guys don't have, they don't come and make up the beds and stuff? Okay, good to know. Good to know. And there is feces on the curtain.
They do wipe
all right,
with the
good.
Curtains. Guys.
Yeah, you wipe with the curtain. Okay, cool.
Hey, TV, my bed got made up. It's more of a maybe they do.
Maybe they don't.
You'll find out at the end of the day.
Welcome to the Hotel Doo-Doo, where you just don't know. And that's our motto.
Welcome to the
Hotel Doo-Doo Zona. Man.
Worse. Looking to save money on auto insurance? It's easy. Get your free quote at AAA.com/insurance. You can save even more when you bundle your homeowner's or renter's policy, too. Visit AAA.com/insurance today for your free quote. I really enjoyed Smiles Per Game, SPG.
SPG.
Because it is true. The Padres are just fun. They're smiles all over the place. The Dodgers are not. Dodgers are very good.
Oh, they're very good.
They don't play with the joy the Padres do.
Mookie does.
Mookie can.
Mookie does, yeah.
Mookie does.
Now, what do you think Padres Facebook feels about the SPG, the advanced metrics?
Hey, listen, I don't give a rat's ass about any number one, I hate all these damn new analytics, all right? Here's how you do a lineup. You get your fast guy at the first. Number two, you slap hitter, lay down a bunt, don't be afraid to. Three, get your best player in there. Number four, your big old home run hitter. Number five, another big old home run hitter. Number six, kind of a spare. Number seven, number eight, your catcher. Number nine, your pitcher, the DH, outlawed. No, never want to see it again. You know, I like strategy. I like double switches. I like sack bunts. I like suicides. That's how I do it.
There it is. And no smiling, no bat flip.
I don't want to see no smiles, no emotions out there.
People were losing their mind over
a spring training bat flip. It was a tiny little pink.
It was a spring training grand slam bat flip. It was awesome. The exact amount of bat flip you should have.
That's exactly right. Not too much. Not too little. It was perfect.
You can't have none. It's grand slam. It's still a grand slam.
Bro, if I hit a grand slam, I would ride around the bat and pretend it was a horse. All around the bases. You think I'd get dotted for that, Ben? Riding it like a horse, slapping my own butt as I rode around the bases? You couldn't curtail my excitement from hitting a grand slam. It'd be incredible.
Like Happy Gilmore?
Yes, that's exactly. Yes, that's
the beginning of the movie.
Riding his driver? 100%. If I ever get a hole in one, expect it.
Expect it.
All right, tomorrow on Ben and Woods, you're going to want to make sure you join us. This kind of red letter day, circle it, 7 a.m. Set in a reminder on your phone, perhaps. Blake Snell.
Snellzilla.
Will join us for the first time. Hopefully he pitches well today. I really don't want to talk to him.
Oh, God.
Because of like six in the first. It won't matter. It's spring training. He'll be fine. I have no doubt about that. But let's hope he has a good start today.
Agreed.
That'll just grease the wheels for a good interview tomorrow. That's it for us today. Executive producer of the program is Paul Reindl. Here comes those clouds. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.